Well, folks, this is going to be an extraordinarily stupid episode.
Yeah.
This is the Rough Fish Registry. We're just sitting here at the kitchen table with Chase and Chad. Introduce yourself. We're not going to be good enough to introduce you.
you could do a good job. But no, my name's Chad Cloud. I'm from Mount Vernon, Missouri, and I bow fish with
he's a mountaineer.
Chase Wilmoth. I'm a mountain man.
He's the dead shot on the 417 bow fishing.
He is. Remember, I mean, we talked about it. I'm the boat driver, and he does the shooting.
It'd be safe to say, and I'm just going to...
He's like the shooter slash resident mechanic slash, like, if we're stuck, he jumps out and pushes off the ground.
I seem to be wet a lot when I'm in the boat.
He's the flex player.
And that's not a good thing on my boat.
No. But no, it's okay.
He shoots the fish. He jumps in weird angles to get the boat dislodged. Runs the push pole. I mean,
yeah,
like, he's a jack of all trades. The first time I met Chad, I don't know if it's the first time, but it's the first time we ever interacted. I probably saw him at a tournament. So we were going to this fishing spot, mm-hmm. and in a undisclosed yeah. location. Yeah. And I get out of my car, and I don't know Chad. I know Chase a little bit. And he jumps out and pretends like he's going to club me in the head and says, "We're not going to put the blindfold on him. Let's knock him out. He can't know where we're going." And I'm like, this guy is intense. Like, and I'm not doing that justice at all. He was screaming at me.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I like to have a good time.
He does. He's good at it, too.
And if it's not fun, why do you do it?
That's right. That's
oh,
right.
I mean, it just...
He makes you better, too, on the boat.
No, he does.
Because if you miss, you're going to hear about it.
No, that's for sure.
I am the adrenaline on the boat.
Every boat has to have one.
Well,
yeah,
especially during tournaments.
Yeah, we hit a wall about 3 o'clock. And if we have a good stringer, I'm like, let's just go to the truck. Or if we have a bad stringer, I'm like, let's just go to the truck. Chad's like, one more cove. At the carp out last year, we were on... Chickamauga, and we were fighting like freaking white cap rollers out there.
I saw the video.
Yeah, that was a different.
That was a different one.
Yeah, okay. That was a different one.
Oh, this is brutal.
And he was like, "We got this." And we go to one more cove, and that's where we shot our like high 20s, or it was a low 30 or something.
Mm-hmm. 29, 12 or something.
Yeah, you just made that up, didn't you?
Yeah, it's pretty close to that, though.
and that is Chad.
Yeah. So
that fish weighed in, right?
It yeah. did.
Did you get some money?
Yeah,
we
took third on that fish.
Yeah,
on
the weigh-ins. So let me tell you a little bit of a story about that one. Mm. Tell you a story, guys.
It's going to be good.
So we pull in to weigh that fish in, and there's a guy standing there at the weigh-in. Now, at the carp out, one person has to weigh one fish that they shoot. Mm.
Who shot this one?
Earl.
Earl did?
Yeah.
Way to go, Earl.
Yeah.
It's like the best shot he's ever made.
Yeah. This fish like came out from behind the boat. Like,
when it counts.
Up onto the bank, like looked like a submarine coming out of the water.
He saw Ooh. The money shot and he was ready for it.
Yeah, and drilled it. And so anyway, we're sitting at weigh-in and there's a guy sitting there with a cooler. Now, one guy. And... So we weigh our fish with like 20 seconds left or something, and we go to first. No, there was a minute or two left. We went to first place. This single guy pulls out two commons and walks in to weigh them both. You can only weigh one fish that you shoot. So I'm not saying he didn't shoot one of the fish and one of his partners shot the other and he just didn't understand what was going on, but... So then he walks back out after they tell him that, and he hands one of the fish to his partners, and then they both walk in. I was just like, just didn't look right. You know, and it could have been 100%
legit. Could have been totally legit, but it felt like...
It felt like...
I'm pretty sure we got hosed.
It felt like he'd shot both them fish and thought he was going to weigh them both, mm-hmm. and then when he realized he couldn't weigh them both, he just kind of handed one to his teammate.
Was it the last weigh-in?
Second to last. It was like the 4 a.m. or something.
Oh, okay.
If we would have held our fish at the last weigh-in, we would have won the last weigh-in.
Yeah.
But we didn't know that.
Right. Yeah, you never know. That's kind of the fun or the gamble.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember at that point, we were leaving we were leaving to head back to Missouri when you texted me that you had a good fish.
We were loaded up and headed home.
Right. No, well, we were too. We it was like 2:30 in the morning, and we were just like, let's just drive straight home.
Well, we cut north, and we had all our crap in the truck. We'd left the house and packed everything.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
And we're like, we're either going to go to Chickamauga, shoot a big fish. Was it Chickamauga?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And if we don't, we're just going to be another 2 hours closer to home, basically. Mm-hmm. So
then you end up coming back.
So then we drove all the way back to Gunnersville to weigh this fish, which only paid like $200.
I'm pretty sure we saw the winning fish of the tournament.
We did. It was right under the boat. And again, Earl.
She was muddy. Wind was blowing 100 miles an hour.
Missed it. And then he just totally redeemed himself.
There you go.
He missed a shot from 3 feet in front of the boat and hits one at 40 yards.
Yeah.
That's the way I do it.
Mm-hmm. I usually just kill them all.
Chet has no, like, size. He doesn't discriminate by size.
No. If it swims, I'm relentless. Pretty much wanting to kill it.
Yeah. No, I remember when the last time we went out, it's like we'd put some nice fish in the boat, and we were letting, like, I was letting like 10 pounders go, and he just like looked at me like, what are you doing? Why?
It's wintertime, man. You don't see these fish like this often, so I'm game for shooting them all.
Yeah. It was still.
We saw some slobs the other night. We went down to a lake, and what did we shoot? Five or six?
Five or six fish. But they were 20, 25-pound fish.
Yeah, broke the state record 4 times. No. Oh, gosh.
We probably did.
We're going to a bad place for the comments we make sometimes.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
State record. What is the state record for Missouri?
Well, the state record's like 50-some pounds, I think. But the BAA record, no one's turned it in. So it was like low 20s.
Really?
Yeah.
I want it.
I think
you can go get it tonight if you want it that bad.
I'll take you and go get it tonight.
Let's do it.
I mean,
I'm going tonight.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm maiden voyage with new lights.
Is your brother back?
What lights did you put on your boat?
Well, Chad, I didn't put any name brand light on my boat. So in my role at Battery Outfitters, I import a lot of product.
Mm-hmm.
Let me back up. About 85% of all of our batteries come from the States, but there are some batteries, for instance, motorcycle batteries, that they're not built in the U.S. I can't buy a U.S.-made motorcycle battery. Same thing for exit lights and other weird stuff. So anyway, I bring in a lot of the stuff. So I'm familiar with navigating the interwebs to find legit places to get product from overseas. So I did some research and found a light manufacturer in China. And
the LEDs?
Mm-hmm. 160 watts each. Big boys. They're 16 inches wide.
They're big.
They're big.
Yeah.
How many did you put on your boat?
6. And then I've got 4 50s on as well.
You've not tried them yet?
No, they're wired up. We just haven't went out yet, so we're going out tonight.
He's turned them on just in his garage, but
I bet they'll work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're 3,000K lights. So it's not like warm yellow, but it's like a nice yellow.
What'd you have on it before?
Just some Flebe, you know, 27 watt cubes. So I had like 22 of those.
That's all.
Flebe.
That's all the Scroggins boys shoot. Those little old.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, we talked about it on one of the
36,
shows with
him. 10, 36 watt.
It's crazy.
Oh, you know, and when we were shooting that setup on our boat, I mean, no, we've never won a tournament, but you know, we've always been respectable. You know, we got 10th place in the state shoot, and
you get used to them. I mean,
yeah, it's just what you're used to.
You know, Chad shot off the Scroggins boat, and I mean, you just get to where you can see fish. I mean, we've shot fish with everything from, I don't know, flashlights to, you know, a little,
yeah, out of your canoe.
Yeah.
Flashlights.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not really.
It works.
I've shot grassies out of a paddle boat once. Not a canoe, but a paddle boat.
Yeah, tell
us
that story. There,
oh, my gosh. That post you guys made 2 years ago, about a week before the Open, with about...
Hey, those were Table Rock grassies.
Table Rock grassies, yeah?
No, they were not.
So you pulled out like 600 pounds 5 days before the tournament?
We weren't fishing that spot.
So I've got a buddy in Mount Vernon I did a lot of trapping and hunting on, and he's got a small pond. How big is this pond, Chase? Maybe
5 acres.
Maybe 5 acres.
That's not a small pond for reference.
Okay, it's not that big.
No, three.
It's a small fishing lake, but mine's it's a large pond.
This one, when it's full, is 15.
Well, that's, so, again, all right, frame of reference. Most ponds are like a half acre.
Yeah. Well, this pond's probably 3 to 4 acres, yeah. Spring fed. And he says, hey, I got a grouse carp problem. He goes, I've put
best,
these. I put
the best
these,
thing to ever
he said,
hear.
I put these grasses in here about 15 years ago, and they're so big now that they won't eat no more moss.
He said, So wait, his house sits above it on a bluff, above this pond.
He said, I've been trying to eradicate them myself. He said, I've shot them with my .06. I'm like, dude, what? So I go down there, and he's got a little paddle boat, and he says, just kill them all. I said, I don't care what you do with them. I don't care how you do it. Just do it.
So it's a little plastic two-person. Yeah.
This sounds like any bow fisherman's like wet dream.
Dude,
like
it was the best thing ever. Like, I got in this little paddle boat. It has a little trolling motor on it, and you get out in the middle of it, and the water's so clear, the grass carp would come up, and they'd float, and there'd be 20 or 30 at a time. So you just throw an arrow in the middle of them and shoot them. Dude, I was so worn out. I killed 10 in about an hour and a half, weighed anywhere from 40 to 55 pounds. I just destroyed this guy's paddle boat. There was so much blood in it. I got done, and I went and told him. His name's Dick Bushman. And I went and talked to him. I said, hey, you might need to clean your boat. He said, why? I said, well, I just killed a bunch of grassies, and they destroyed it. He said, I'll take care of it. He said, just come back, get the rest of them. I said, okay.
Doesn't he charge the batteries for you?
Yeah, he charged the batteries for me. Oh, matter of fact, gosh. I tore the troll motor up, and I came back the next time, he had a brand new troll motor on it for
Chad's
me.
Chad's going to turn gay for this guy, sugar daddy. He charges my batteries.
I mean, he's got a name for it. It's Dick.
Yeah. Well, Chad traps for him. He's, he doesn't trap for him. He's trapped on him, but this guy buys some of his.
Yeah. He likes my bobcat.
Yeah. I remember you telling me about that nice coffee table mount.
Yes.
Yeah. That's killer.
It's freaking awesome. I just had another funny story I was going to ask him about.
I just forgot one.
Is it the one where I bowfished the tournament with UTI?
Oh,
dude.
What?
This is the only.
Brutal.
This is the only guy that I know that has got a UTI, one.
Dude, so bad.
And two, that bowfished a full night tournament with the UTI.
Peeing blood, basically.
He was in the back of the boat peeing.
Screaming.
About every 5 minutes. And I was just down. I mean, he fell asleep in the bottom of the boat. He had a fever.
But I got lucky. I ended up stealing some drugs from a boat just floating in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, so we were shooting this cove. And there
hold
was
on,
a,
hold on. What?
Yeah. So we're shooting this cove, and there's a boat anchored out in the middle of it. It was like 1 in the morning, and their
just
lights
a,
were on.
Just a huge ski boat, just partying.
Like maybe bigger than a ski boat, but not like a
cruiser.
It was on Lake of the Ozarks.
Like 28 foot, probably.
Yeah. So we pull up to this thing, and there's people in there, and we're like, hey.
Hey,
come out.
I was desperate, guys. I had a fever, and I was freezing cold.
And Chad was like, you got any Tylenol or ibuprofen? Yeah. They're like, yeah. Went in, got him some, and he's a trooper the rest of the night. I mean, he's like a new man.
It was bad. And the best part about the story is we stopped at a convenience or a grocery store the next morning.
Oh.
And Chase is telling me they make a stuff for a UTI infection that'll stop the burning when you pee. So yeah. So I stop in and I get this stuff, and he does not tell me that it turns your pee blood red. So
yeah,
the first time I take a leak, I about cry. And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, dude, I'm peeing solid blood. He goes, I forgot to tell you, it turns your blood, your pee red.
Yeah.
What is this medicine?
I don't know, but it works. It's incredible.
It's a side note. Only reason I know about it is my wife has some, you know, every once in a while.
Yes, I'm compared to a chick, apparently.
Yeah, I've only ever heard of girls getting that, by the way.
Yeah,
I know a couple guys that's actually had it. It's not fun.
I know
can promise you.
It's probably from Chew and Mountain Dew.
No, I don't drink Mountain Dew.
So
I thought you drank Mountain Dew.
Dr. Pepper.
So
they're drinking a Coke right now. So
they were out of Dr. Pepper.
So we go into
First
Walmart.
Problems.
We go to Walmart to buy this stuff, and we end up coming out of Walmart with like 3 tubs of ice cream and this UTI medicine. And
sounds like a girl.
We may have bought some like fruit gushers or fruit roll-ups or something.
Got people. It is a guy can get a UTI. Okay.
So I left him at the checkout line.
Google it.
I left him at the checkout line. We got up towards the front, and I was like, I'm going the boat. You can buy this yourself. I'm not going to be hanging around with you buying this stuff.
Dude, I
look like two
I was
dudes
in so much,
buying UTI medicine and ice
I was
cream.
In so much pain. I would have bought crack if I could have found some.
Maybe that's how you got the UTI.
Dude, it was so bad.
Dirty syringe.
Oh, no, that's one thing I do not like is needles. Mm-mm.
Mm. So where do we go from here? What's the next?
So Chad's nickname.
Yeah, what's Chad? Do you have a nickname?
Puddin'.
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 Yes, so that is my nickname.
I didn't know that, but I know it now.
What's the story behind that?
The guys I work with, they just, one of my buddies just called me, started calling me Puddin', and it kind of stuck.
Was that Brian?
It was Brian Hughes.
Brian, okay. Yes. Not Brian Hughes, formerly at Backwater.
No, a different Brian Hughes.
Different Brian, yeah.
It's a pretty common name.
Yeah.
Puddin'.
And the only reason I can think of it is because everybody likes me, and everybody likes Puddin'.
I had a whole different thing.
That's the only reason I can think why they call me that.
Yeah. And you got this nickname when you were doing traveling lineman.
Yeah, used to be a traveling lineman.
Did you eat a lot of pudding?
No, I don't ever.
Never eaten pudding, but yeah.
It's just.
What's your nickname, Pate?
Well, in high school, I went on vacation, and just a caveat, I was in a band.
Okay.
Your typical garage band, right?
Did you play the flute?
I played the bass.
Bass.
You want to know a joke? You want to know the difference between a bass player and a large pizza?
Let's hear it.
A large pizza can feed a family of four.
Oh.
So I come back from vacation, and my two buddies that were in the band, they're like, hey, we've got a new nickname for you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, we're going to call you Merkin.
I love it.
Merkin?
Merkin. And so they're like, just don't. But they this had this whole thing. They're like, don't Google it. Don't Google it.
So these guys in my college are always saying Merk.
Yeah. So I'll tell you the whole story, what it means. But anyway, so I didn't know. I never Googled it. I don't know why, but I never looked.
They told you not to.
They told me not to, so I didn't. And this is one of those things. I was like, okay, well, that's fine. And and from that day on, that's what they called me. They called me Merkin. And they'll still call me Merkin, like, to this day. This is 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Family Guy one day. This is like a year later. And, you know, they say Merkin, and then they explain it. Well, so then I Google it after that. Merkin is a pubic toupee.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's what they call me. So I don't know if that's a term of endearment or...
I will stick with Puddin'.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a fro in high school. Like, I can grow a fro.
Can we post that picture on our...
Nope.
You have
I've got it. I've got it.
I want to see the picture. I've not seen the fro.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It was about the same time frame. I had really long, like, shaggy hair, like, in middle school, like, down on my shoulders. And then my dad gave me $100 to shave it all off because he hated it. So I buzzed it all off, and it came back, like, Jerry Curl, like, curly. Never had curly hair before, and then shaved it all off, and that's what it came back as.
Hmm.
Yeah, your wife posted a throwback. I'm looking here.
Oh my gosh, it's awful. I think it was like junior year prom or something.
Yeah,
I'm sporting like a white tux and a fro. It's pretty epic. But yeah.
So Chad, you ready for Louisiana?
Oh.
Does Chase have a nickname?
Brent calls me, my other teammate, that ever since high school, has called me Chaser.
Chaser? We need a new one.
That's not cool.
No.
Let's form a committee, Chad, to nickname Chase.
Hey.
Call him the gas man.
Facebook knows. Facebook knows.
Facebook knows.
Yeah,
Facebook
they know
knows.
What we're talking about. Hold on. Sour Patch. We just talked about it.
That's because the Senate just sold all your browser history.
Oh.
Do you?
Your wife posted that, actually.
The Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
My wife is 36 weeks pregnant. So
there's a lot of food posts on here.
Oh my gosh, it's every day, three or four. That's why I know she's having a good day. It's like, oh, she just shared this brownie recipe. She must be doing okay. Yesterday, no food post registered. You know,
no,
none.
Bad day.
You know, she's a trooper. So our kid, we're 4 weeks away, and 3 weeks ago they went to the doctor, and it was measured 5 weeks bigger than it was supposed to be. So it's gonna be a monster.
Or you could knock it out. Maybe the doctors were wrong, and it's just older than you think. So might knock it out early and be able to go to Louisiana with us.
That would be awesome.
Baby tomorrow, then yeah. Louisiana the weekend.
When's she due?
The 25th.
So, yeah, it could happen anytime then.
April 25th?
Yeah, April 25th.
Yeah.
That's a scheduled date.
This must have been a long time ago because I'm not.
April 25th? We're leaving the 5th.
I know.
Dude, you could be back, but plenty of time.
I'm sure there's an airport close by.
My wife's birthday is the 6th. I'm leaving the 5th.
Well, birthdays are different.
Let me explain something real quick, though. I've got a pretty awesome wife, just saying.
You know, you've seen one kid born. You've seen them all.
It's very true.
Actually, I'm not going to get into that, but I didn't see my first kid born.
What?
That's a whole traumatic story that I'm not going to talk about on the podcast.
Okay.
I mean, I could. I don't care to. But
I just lost a little respect for you.
Did you pass out?
No. She was in labor for like 20 hours, and then they took her in for emergency C-section, and they started to cut her open, and she started screaming like she felt everything.
Ooh.
So they rushed her out, and they grabbed me and pulled me out, and I lost my crap.
I would have too.
I was screaming and yelling, and they put me in a room for like 15 minutes. Like,
just you?
Just by myself. They're like, hey, just wait here.
And
that's
a good thing. I mean,
they put you on timeout?
No, they just said, you need to wait in here, and you'll meet your son. So, you know, you're supposed to have this big traumatic, like, oh, you meet your child for the first time. I'm like, I don't know that's my kid. I have no idea. You know, I was like yelling at the nurses every time somebody'd walk by, I'd be like, where's my wife? You know, I was mad.
Oh,
I would have been mad too.
Yeah.
I had it pretty easy with all three of my kids. My wife pushed a total of like 10 times. Like, it was like we'd go. Yeah, I had a baseball glove. I mean, I was ready to catch that sucker.
It's like the episode of The Office and Michael Scott's like preparing. Do you guys watch The Office?
I've watched them all. But
okay, so he's preparing.
I have not watched The Office.
Jan's going to have a baby, and Dwight's got the watermelon under his shirt. He greased it up, and he's like, okay, we're having it. And he drops the watermelon and smashes on the floor, and he's like, I buttered it up, so it's slippery. Babies are wet. He's like, good thinking.
Dwight cracks me up.
That show is awkward.
What's he say in that interview? Jackhammer. Alpha male.
Yeah, he's like, name three things to describe yourself. Aggressive. Something else. And then the last one's like, jackhammer.
Bears. Beats.
Battlestar Galactica.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is just a BS session anyway, so we're cool.
So me and Chad, we've
been lovers for how long?
Been lovers and friends for...
Friends, not lovers.
UTI. Well,
so I didn't... Chad went to church with me, went to the same church I go to, and he got to talking one day. This is before we even bowfish.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, you got any places to hunt? I was like, maybe.
So he takes me out to like 15 acres is all he's got.
Yeah, so we go out to this little... Well, right up here where the beans are.
Right.
And I was like, there's good genetics here, I think is what I said. And I think he thought I was crazy. So we dumped out like 4 bags of corn, set the trail camera, and we come back, what was it, a week later?
Like a week later.
Had like 2,000 pictures. He's like, something's wrong with this camera. So we go to his office down at the city and we plug it in.
Government time. Thanks a lot for wasting my dollars as a taxpayer.
I was on break.
Sure.
So
you've texted me in the middle of the day. I know what you do.
I fix lights.
So we start clicking through these pictures. It's like,
you are the boat.
140 class, 140 class, 160 class, 120. I look over and Chad's like freaking out. I thought he was going to like pass out.
I almost did.
I was like, are these good? Like I hadn't deer hunted much at this point. And he's like,
So everything Chase knows about deer hunting, I've taught him. I'm just saying.
And that's why I didn't kill a deer last year.
Yeah, or the year before.
No, I did miss one the year before.
He's gotten way too picky.
Yeah. So I'd call myself a...
Manager/trophy hunter?
A manager. I don't want to call it trophy hunter, but I want to kill a big deer.
We manage deer. We do not shoot deer that are younger than 4.5 years old. I have not killed a deer out here yet.
He just got really serious.
Chase has.
We'll post pictures up of Chad's last two kills, and you guys be the judge.
They're 4.5-year-old deer. Maybe even 7.5. I don't know.
We just like to give them crap about this.
It's because I kill deer all the time.
Yeah.
I hunt a lot harder than Chase does, though. Chase doesn't have the time that I do.
No. He'll call me at like 2, heading to the deer woods. Yeah.
It's awesome. It's like I've killed about his tree stands too.
So this place up here,
mm-hmm.
I've only hunted it one time out of a tree stand.
It's Chad's place.
It kind of is.
But the one time I hunted out of the tree stand, I almost died. The tree stand cable broke.
That's right.
Yeah.
You told me about that.
First time he's ever worn a harness that day.
Yeah.
That
was
the public first. Service announcement. Wear a safety harness in the tree.
Yeah. Or a life jacket on your boat.
That too. Very important.
I do wear a life jacket, but I'm not going to lie. I do not wear a safety harness.
He doesn't.
And I will probably not wear a safety harness
before I wore a life jacket.
I'm the opposite. I feel comfortable in a tree climbing.
I was actually going to look it up and see how many people die or get paralyzed. I mean, like, I know...
Several, I'm sure.
No, I think it's more than several. Like, I know a guy personally last year that fell out of a tree and broke his back, and he barely was able to walk again. And then somebody else in our warehouse was telling me about one of their neighbors, lifelong deer hunter, never wore a strap, and 2 years ago... Bad news.
I'm not saying it can't happen.
I don't wear a harness in a ladder stand.
I may not in a ladder stand.
You know, I will. Like, when I went to Kansas, I wore a harness in my ladder stands and in my hang-on because you're out in the boonies.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Yeah, you owe it to your family.
So I'd rather die hanging from a tree of starvation. I guess Kneeball was there. He would have noticed I didn't come back to the hotel room, so he'd have maybe came.
Chase is 6'4", 300 pounds. It would take him a while to starve to death.
Yeah.
Just saying.
A lot of reserves.
He's got reserves.
Yeah.
He's not 300 pounds.
No, he's not 300 pounds. I was just giving him a hard time.
I've lost some weight.
Yeah. Looking good.
I'm down like 14 pounds.
No homo.
No homo.
I said looking good.
What?
I don't know.
You said you were down 14 pounds, and I said looking good. Like
I thought you said no homo.
I did after I said looking good.
Oh, so okay, I got you.
I was classifying our relationship comparatively to you and Mr. UTI. So
this has got just really weird.
I did make it weird. That's what I'm good at.
You did.
When's your wife going to get home?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see her. We can just cut it off when we see her coming down the driveway.
It gets abrupt.
Yeah.
Pack it up. We gone. See ya.
So... Gosh, I'm trying. So we were out on Table Rock one night,
mm-hmm.
and Chad was up at the front of the boat, and I'd just come off plane, and we got these new arrows with brand new three-barb grapples on them with new tips, and I was like, it'd be a good idea to shoot Chad in the butt.
So he does.
So I just like, I bet you I didn't pull the string back like 2 inches. Well, I missed his butt. And it caught him in the back of the calf.
Oh.
And he turns around and looked at me. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I thought it'd be fun to shoot you.
And those grapplers.
It was not fun.
Super sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it drew blood.
Yeah, it did. It drew blood. Another time, another buddy of ours.
Remind me never to go with him again.
Have you ever touched a tip of a new grappler point?
Dude, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd go right through you.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't get to the barbs or nothing.
I mean, he had his bow at full draw when he did it, too. But I'm just like steel, so it kind of bounced off of me.
We go on a pheasant trip every year, and there's this dude that's been going for like 10 or 15 years, and there's a big like talk every time. It's like, you know, shoot once the bird's in blue sky, you know. And he about plowed 3 of us last year. So we walk in rows, like 10 guys, and then there's like 3 guys on the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And this bird flew up, and he was on the wing, and he like turned back at us and shot. And I probably could have raised my hand and caught pellets.
I'd have killed him.
Oh, I mean, a verbal lashing pursued. I mean, it was like, you know, it's not like some 20-year-old kid that's never been out there before just getting excited. It was a 50-year-old dude that's done this long. Pulled a Dick Cheney on all of us.
I'd have beat him with my 12-gauge.
Oh, gosh. Trevor got hooked in the... Trevor and Adam were out, and they were just regular fishing. And they can tell the story better, but hooked a jig in like... I can't remember if it was in his... Like, the back of his head or his ear, but I mean, it caught him bad. Like... And, reared back to cast, and that thing flipped around and hooked him. And That's a fun story to tell.
I took a pretty nasty bite from a gar one night.
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah.
We were.
I caught one to the thigh or like calf one night and drew a bunch of my legs started bleeding like crazy.
I pulled 7 teeth out of my leg.
Oh, that's way worse.
So we had this tournament 3 years ago, I guess. Robbie Atkins.
Robbie Joe.
No, I think that's when he had the joint Facebook account.
Oh, okay. Maybe. It's the same guy.
Yeah. Anyway, but
what do you think about guys with joint Facebook accounts?
We won't get into that.
Kind of like guys with UTIs, I guess.
I saw a meme about that, but I'm not going to repeat it. Not UTIs, joint Facebook accounts.
All right, roll on.
So anyway, we're shooting this tournament, and it's like 3 in the morning. We've got like 2 fish in the boat.
Oh.
Yeah. Was it a big 10, big 20? I don't remember what
it
was.
No, I think it was like 12 or something.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? It's a weird number.
Yeah. So we start getting into these gar. I mean, I'm talking thumper gar for table rock.
18 to 25 to 26, 27 pound gar.
Yeah.
Every one
just,
of them.
Just everywhere. So we get to shooting these fish, and my old boat had maybe a foot and a half by 5 foot like live well that was built into it. It was a fishing boat, but so we use it as the dead well. So we started throwing fish in it. We fill that box up, and then we just start chugging fish in the floor of the boat. And, gosh, we must have shot 40 or 50 gar.
I think we killed right around 40 fish, 40 yards.
Yeah. And, I mean, we were trying. Well, we don't beat them in the head with a hammer like Pate does. So we...
extra effect.
Yeah, they're just down on the bottom of the boat just flopping around. I mean, going everywhere.
We had no time to hit them with a hammer.
I mean, you'd pull onto where we'd found them at, and... You just, there'd be 20 of them. And then you go the next one, and there'd be 20 of them. And we got to the point where we all 4 had fish on. And we already had our big 12. I mean, we weren't really getting much bigger.
But we were having a ball.
Oh, we were having a ball. My buddy's fish gets beside the boat, and I just reached down and grabbed his arrow and just shook it off. It was probably a 22-pound gar. I mean, just big old footballs.
I'm glad he did.
And... Chad got bit somewhere in there, and
I was down the bottom of the boat taking my fish off, and you guys just kept throwing fish at me.
I think that's what it was.
And at one time, one of them grabbed a hold of me.
So
grabbed a hold of you.
Grabbed a hold. So we
she nice and deep.
So it's funny how you know taking a fish out of water and trying to beat it in the head with a hammer, how aggressive they might get.
I wasn't even trying to beat this one with a hammer. I just put him in the boat.
Just trying to be gentle. I was being nice.
You were basically drowning the fish out of water.
Being nice.
Suffocating.
Yeah. Well, he didn't like it none.
I tell you what, we've shot gar, and the next morning, pulled him out of my fish box, and there's been no water in it, and they're still moving. Yeah, they're tough little suckers.
Dinosaurs.
But anyway, he's...
So my nickname should be Gar.
No.
No. Puddin's good.
I don't like it.
Puddin.
So we're running down the lake. I look over. He's got his pocket knife clicked open, his phone light down on his leg. His leg's like got blood running down it, and he's digging.
Ugh.
Like, what are you doing? And he pulls out a gar tooth. He's like, I got bit by a gar.
I don't want to get an infection.
Well,
I'm not sure the pocket knife did it any help.
You
but
have infections all the time. What are you talking about?
And yeah. I didn't want to get another infection.
That
Pate.
Was years prior. Maybe it festered for...
That's probably what he caused it 3 years later.
Urinary gar infection.
Yeah.
Those initials don't work out.
I know. It's a different kind.
So my team page, 417 Bow Fishing, we were coming back from Gunnersville 2 years ago, I think, the first carp out. And we were just delirious. And I actually showed up on my time hop the other day, and I reposted it. We were dancing to some Britney Spears.
It's got like 800 views.
I know.
Chase is big time.
Yeah.
I know. Social media mogul.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Watch out, Kneeball.
Aspiring to be Jeff Kneeball. Yeah. So we did this video where we were all supposed to like sit real still, and the song came on, and at a certain spot, we were supposed to like all start dancing crazy. And somehow, my other friend Brent, who was sitting in the passenger seat,
because he can't ride in the back.
Yeah, because he can't ride in the back, so he gets car sick. So he has to always sit in the front.
he should have been the one with the UTI.
So So he obviously didn't
you
get...
You just sleep in the back. I know what you do.
I don't sleep.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You fell asleep the other night driving home, and it was like 11, 1 o'clock.
It's because I go so hard, man.
Those five fish we killed just took it out of you.
All right, guys, I'm gonna stay awake. 12 seconds later.
Yeah, I think we were listening to. Gosh, what podcast was that? They're talking about shooting this. Is it Randy?
Newberg.
Randy Newberg.
Hunt Talk Radio.
Yeah, the Hunt Talk Radio podcast. There was one. It's a hilarious episode. They're talking about. They had a guy on there that talked about hunting over in Somalia, and it some hunting the way we think of hunting, but then he was in the military also, and they were flying this Black Hawk back to base, I guess, and they went over the top of this, like, kudu.
Yeah.
And he said they brought the helicopter to a hover because the pilot always wanted to shoot a kudu, and he hangs out the window with the Remington 870 with the slug in it and just dropped it. They caped it out and took it home. And then they, what else were they talking about? Oh, they, there was another one that was like a jackrabbit, mm-hmm. some animal like a jackrabbit, and they were always trying to kill one. He said they were super fast. He said they'd always hang out the side and would shoot at them with their ARs or their M16s, whatever you want to call them,
mm-hmm.
and they'd never would hit them. Well, said they were flying this one helicopter, and they were all hanging out the window, you know, cracking rounds off, and they couldn't hit it. And they said all of a sudden they looked back, and the guy sitting behind him had the minigun. He just goes, boom. And he said whatever this animal was just ran out of the smoke and kept on running. And he said they looked back. He said, it's his day to live. Don't shoot him again. But to hear that guy say it was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but Chad fell asleep during that, so I was the only one.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just now.
I don't know how he always wakes up, like, right when I get on the country road coming to the house, like 2 minutes from the house, he's like, oh, we must be close.
I can smell it.
Like, you were just snoring 2 seconds ago.
That's...
Gosh.
Well, cool. We're at 37 minutes.
Yeah. Of nonsense.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been a good time.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Can you think of any other... Anything they need to know? Anything our listeners need to know?
I hate to give any secrets away.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Kill fish, have fun.
Words of wisdom.
There you go. Well, it's been fun.
Yep.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Later.
Peace.
See you.
Bye.
Adios. You're a
bad hombre.